So look forward to that.
Storm on Radio Valencia. It's been a couple weeks because I've been out of town and doing things, but I have a show for you today about death. And I have a poem for you to start the show off with. Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. The carriage held but just ourselves and immortality. We slowly drove, he knew no haste, and I had put away my labor and my leisure too for his civility. We passed the school where children strove at recess in the ring. We passed the fields of gazing grain. We passed the setting sun. Or rather, he passed us. The dews drew quivering and chill, for only gossamer my gown, my tippet only tulle. We paused before a house that seemed a swelling of the ground. The roof was scarcely visible, the cornice in the ground. Since then, 'tis centuries, and yet feels shorter than the day I first surmised the horses' heads were toward eternity. By Emily Dickinson. And we heard Out of Limits by The Markets. This is The Day I Died by Scott Garrett from an album called Rock and Roll Floozy Lazy Susan. And you're tuned into Out of Limits on Radio Valencia. Storm on Radio Valencia. That was Sure as Spring by La Luz, And we heard A Street That Rhymes With 6 A.M. by Norma Tanaga, The Day I Died by Scott Garrett, and This Is Fire by Lizzie Mercier Desclou on Radio Valencia.
You to burn.
It's Sue Storm. Welcome back to Out of Limits on Radio Valencia. That was Forever Lover by Chinese American Bear and Skull and Crossbones by Sparkle Moore and Dan Bellick's Orchestra from All American Rock and Roll, The Fraternity Story, Volume 2. And Sparkle Moore, born in Omaha in 1939, and according to this thing that I'm reading, she was the quintessential bad girl, dressed in leather and often in men's clothes, with her short blonde hair greased back in an Elvis Presley-style pompadour. Sparkle. This is Falling from Grace by the Gentle Waves. I'm doing a very, very loosely death-themed show today. And, yeah, enjoy.
You make me satisfied. You only want to ride, but that's alright by me. We happen to be free. Oh, what tomorrow brings? No peace and broken wings. It may have been so good, understood. 'Twas just a night. We'll be right back.
I used to know, whose name was Henry, only to give you an idea of what an individualist he was, he spelled it H-E-N-3-R-Y. The three was silent, you see. Henry was financially independent, having inherited his father's tar and feather business, and was therefore able to devote his full time to such intellectual pursuits as writing. I particularly remember a heartwarming novel of his about a young necrophiliac who finally achieved his boyhood ambition by becoming coroner. The rest of you can look it up when you get home. In addition to writing, he indulged in a good deal of philosophizing. Like so many contemporary philosophers, he especially enjoyed giving helpful advice to people who were happier than he was. And one particular bit of advice which I recall, which is the reason I bring up this whole dreary story, is something he said once before they took him away to the Massachusetts State Home for the Bewildered. He said, "Life is like a sewer. What you get out of it depends on what you put into it." It's always seemed to me that this is precisely the sort of dynamic, positive thinking that we so desperately need today in these trying times of crisis and universal brouhaha. And so with this in mind, I have here a modern, positive, dynamic, uplifting song in the tradition of the great old revival hymns. This one might more accurately be termed a survival hymn. It goes like this. When you attend the funeral, it is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. Down by the old maelstrom, there'll be a storm before the calm. And we will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake, with complete participation in that grand incineration. Nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. Oh, we will all char together when we char. And let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a tedium when you see that ICBM. And the party will be come as you are. When we burn, there'll be no need to stand and wait your turn. When it's time for the fallout and St. Peter calls us all out, we'll just drop our agendas and adjourn. You will all go directly to your respective Valhallas. Go directly, do not pass, go, do not collect $200. And we will all go together when we go. Every Hottentot and every Eskimo. When the air becomes Uranus, we will all go simultaneous. Yes, we all will go together when we all go together. Yes, we all will go together when we go.
Family, we are as a big bench with a heavy sound. Hold on, cause the family, addictions and your father's predictions don't seem so insane. They laugh, they say, your treasures are fake, but don't throw it away.
Storm, welcome back to Radio Valencia. You're tuned into Out of Limits. That was Emma Blowgun's Last Stand by Bella, and Hold On by Ngozi Family and Paul Ngozi from Zambia. We heard We Will All Go Together When We Go by Tom Lehrer, Falling From Grace by The Gentle Waves, and this is 88 Lines About 44 Women on Radio Valencia.
Taboo back and held it up for the light. Marilyn, who knew no Moshe was never, never satisfied. Julie came and went so fast she didn't even say goodbye. Miranda had a house in Venice, lived on brown rice and cocaine. Patty had a house in Houston, shot cop syrup in her veins. Linda thought her life was empty, filled it up with alcohol. Catherine was much too pretty, she didn't do that shit at all. Not Catherine. Pauline thought that love was simple, turn it on and turn it off. Jean-Marie was complicated, like some French filmmaker's plot. Gina was the perfect lady, always kept her stocking straight. Jackie was a rich punk rocker, silver spoon and a paper plate. Sarah was a modern dancer, lean, pristine transparency. Janet wrote bad poetry in a crazy kind of urgency. Tanya, Turkish like the fuck while wearing leather biker boots. Brenda Strain's obsession was for certain vegetables and fruits. Rowena was an artist, daughter, the deeper image shook her up. Dee Dee's mother left her father, took his money and his truck. Debbie Ray had no such problems, perfect Norman Rockwell home. Nina, 16, had a baby, left her parents, lived alone. Bobby joined a new wave band and changed her name to Bobby Socks. Eloise, who played guitar, sang songs about whales and cops. Terry didn't give a shit, was just a realist. Ron was much more my style, and she wrote songs just like this. Jezebel went 40 days, drinking nothing but Perrier. Dinah drove her Chevrolet into the San Francisco Bay. Judy came from Ohio, she's a Scientologist. Amaranta, here's a kiss, I chose you to end this list.
The door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down broom. I'll never know a Sunday in this weekday. To the shadows, 1 o'clock to four, and Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my Sunday dreams to dry. Now a man is born to go loving. A woman's born to weep and fret and stay at home and tend her oven and drown her past regrets in coffee and cigarettes. I'm moaning all the morning and mourning all the night, and in between it's nicotine and not much hard to find. Coffee. body, feeling low as the ground. It's driving me crazy, this waiting for my baby to maybe come around.
Dead in the market, he's stone cold dead in the market, he's stone cold dead in the market. I killed nobody but my husband.
Last night I went out drinking. When I came home, I gave her a beating. So she caught up the rolling pin and went to work on my head till she barged it in. I like old dead in the market, stone cold dead in the market. I like old dead in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
I lick him with the pot on the frying pan. I lick him with the pot on the frying pan. I lick him with the pot on the frying pan. And if I kill him, he had it coming. Man, he's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I killed nobody but my husband.
My family is swearing to kill her. My family is swearing to kill her.
His family is swearing to kill me. And if I kill him, he had it coming.
Hey, like old dead in the market, child. Cold dead in the market, child. Like old dead in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
There's one thing that I am sure, he ain't going to beat me no more. So I tell you that I doesn't care if I was to die in the electric chair. Man, he's stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I killed nobody but my husband.
Child, I'm coming back and boss you on your head one more time.
No, no, man, you can't do that. You stone cold dead in the market, murder. Stone cold dead in the market. The criminal is stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
Sleepy people by dawn's early light. to say goodnight. Say, here we are in this cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the frigid air. Two sleepy people with nothing to say. Much too much in love to break away. And do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall? Father didn't like you at all, but I was crazy about you, remember? Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall? To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest. Well, here we are, just about the same. Foggy little fellow, dizzy little dame, two sleepy people, my dawn's early light, much too much in love to say goodnight, goodnight.
Lau mir singen Kinder lachen, sehen wir uns zusammen. An neben Dula freilichen mit Werte lachen, was kramen. Die Mami kocht a Lachschen Suppe mit Kasche in mit Gnädlich. Kinder jont die Vieren, wenn wir spielen sich in Dreidlich. Chirubim, chirubom, chirubim, bom, 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 bom. Chirubim, chirubom, chirubim, bom, 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 bom. Gegangen in der Wegen, mit dem Mul hebt uns die Pluchen in Gießen a Regen. Schreit der Rebbe zu der Chmarre her auf Gießen Wasser. Seine Nadech sie den Tricken a Reus, no der Rebbe so Reus a Nasser. Chirubim, chirubom, chirubim, bom, 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 bom. Chirubim, chirubom, chirubim, bom, 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 bom. Men sucht das in den Städtelchen im Leben nur nach Runen. Ob wir sehen in die Kliege, haben wir ein schönes Punen. Die Chelmer lachen, tug in Nacht, sind Loch ist die Gaslunen. Du sucht schon, wer ist narisch, in der Sehnen dich erkommen. Chirubim, chirubom, chirubim, bom, 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 bom. Chirubim, chirubom, chirubim, bom, 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 bom.
La chiamavano bocca di rosa, metteva l'amore, metteva l'amore. La chiamavano bocca di rosa, metteva l'amore sopra ogni cosa. Appena scesa alla stazione del paesino di Sant'Ilario, tutti s'accorsero con uno sguardo che non si trattava d'un missionario. C'è chi l'amore lo fa per noia, chi se lo sceglie per professione. Bocca di rosa nell'uno nell'altro, lei lo faceva per passione. Ma la passione spesso conduce a soddisfare le proprie voglie, senza indagare se il concupito ha il cuore libero oppure ha moglie. E fu così che da un giorno all'altro bocca di rosa si tirò addosso l'ira funesta delle cagnette a cui aveva sottratto l'osso. Ma le comari d'un paesino non brillano certo in iniziativa, le contromisure fino a quel punto si limitavano all'invettiva. Si sa che la gente dà buoni consigli sentendosi come Gesù nel Tempio. Si sa che la gente dà buoni consigli se non può più dare cattivo esempio. Così una vecchia mai stata moglie, senza mai figli, senza più voglie, si prese la briga e di certo il gusto di dare a tutte il consiglio giusto. E rivolgendosi alle cornute le apostrofò.